Like that day, Jennings?
I should know who that is, shouldn't I?
It's Saturday's Children.
All right, I don't know who
that's
that
from
is.
From way back. Yeah. Hey, Dave, I have a question about Maggie Daly Park.
Yeah.
Am I getting this right? This is an ice skating park, but the ice path actually has hills?
Yeah.
How does that work? Wouldn't people come crashing?
It's on an incline, so you'll have to do a little bit of work to get up.
As people come crashing down upon you?
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh. We'll see. It's opening today.
It's already open. Yeah. Opened about 11:30 this morning. That's part of it. There is a whole lot more that's going to be opening up in the spring. So you've got that rink. Well, it's not a rink. It's an ice skating path, and you've got some walking paths.
It's something like, did I read that? A quarter of a mile?
Yeah.
Could it be that long?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a great idea. I'm just curious about the fact that they have ice skating hills. You never think of ice skating as
a hill is part of this kind of shape that it's in. It's yeah. It's not a rink.
Amoeba-like.
But the way the pattern is designed, you'll go up climbing. You'll have to climb an incline while on skates. So it'll give you a bit of an aerobic workout.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see the opening day clips on the news
you
tonight.
Can't wait to see you out there.
Ice skate.
Good.
Hey, I'd like to say congratulations to Kim in St. Augustine, who, it's in Florida. Is that the St. Augustine? Yeah, in the Florida St. Thanks for listening on, we can't always assume it's off air, though our signal does bounce all over the country, but I assume it's on the internet at WGNradio.com. And Kim said happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke, who is 88 today. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's going back. The other ones were Steve Buscemi, 56, and Christopher Plummer, who is 84. And so we'll be sending, unfortunately, Kim, in St. Augustine, you better be coming back to Chicago from time to time because this Lou Malnati's is only good around here. They don't have Lou Malnati's anywhere outside of Chicagoland. So you'll have to take a trip here to enjoy your $25 gift certificate to buy some good pizza. It's worth the trip, let me tell you. 37 restaurants around Chicagoland, LouMalnati's.com to find that one that's probably just down the street from you. So in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll have another prize to give away. Also, how to break into the reality TV biz. Later that hour, live music and an All-State Showcase studio visit from Chicago's premier royal analyst, Fred Weintraub. The segment is sponsored by Wintrust Financial. It's our entrepreneur segment, and a source for a lot of entrepreneurs is this, the largest nonprofit arts and media college in the nation. Do you know what that is? It's in Chicago. It's not Flashpoint Media Arts Academy, which, you know, you got it. Yeah, that's right, Columbia College. They have about 10,000 students enrolled there at any time. It's in downtown Chicago. A number of media personalities in Chicago are graduates there. WGN's Dean Richards, I know, is one. I was an adjunct professor there for a while. In fact, a lot of the professionals in the media arts world teach there. You get paid to sort of share your knowledge. It's an important school with an important mission, and the man in charge now is Dr. Kwangwoo Kim, who is the president. Hi.
Good to be here, Bill. How are you doing?
Good to have you as well.
Thank you.
Were you a media arts guy your life?
No, my background is as a musician.
Yeah?
Yeah, my degrees are in philosophy and music.
That's rather disparate.
Yes.
What's the instrument?
True. Piano.
Oh, very good. What kind of music?
I'm a classically trained musician.
All right, because I used to be a jazz piano teacher.
I read that in your bio.
Uh-oh. My dossier is out there. Now, that's one of the advantages of your school is that you bring people like me, professionals, mm-hmm. say, in broadcasting or in the arts or in movie making, whatever, and they teach there.
That's right. That's right. Actually, the majority of our faculty are part-time faculty, and many of whom are active professionals in their fields. We feel that's one of the big advantages to our students, that they're learning from people who actually do, and that's a very important aspect of education at Columbia.
What do people say typically when you introduce yourself and you say, yeah, I'm the president of Columbia College? What do they hear?
They usually assume that we're an arts school, and I have to do a certain amount of just kind of contextualizing for people to understand that definition of arts school is way too small for what it is we're actually trying to accomplish. You want to hear it?
Yeah, give us the pitch.
So, three things. You want to take the best piece of an art school, which is a training model, which is really about helping young people to develop skills at a very high level in an area of their great interest. Then we take the best part of a liberal arts model, which is really the idea of teaching young people to be able to think, to prepare them for the reality that life is full of change. And we're adding one third piece to that bill, which is the idea that all young people going out into the world need to understand that whatever they end up doing career-wise, it's a business at heart.
Yeah,
and they've got to have some business skills. So we're talking about business skills, marketing skills. That's kind of the combination of what we're trying to do for our students.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in liberal arts. I'm a product of that. I've taught college here, also another school in Southern Illinois called Principia College, another liberal arts school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a great value in that because people seem to want to specialize very early, and they become perhaps very good at that one little sliver of specialty, but they're not fully rounded people. They don't have a natural broad curiosity about the world.
And what happens when that area goes away? You know,
right.
That's the big question.
Yeah, they're stuck there.
That's right.
Maybe they love it. Maybe it is their passion, but... Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing yourself a favor by opening yourself and exposing yourself to so much of the panoply of interesting things to learn and ideas out there in the world.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, I think most of us know the campus is there. We see the buildings dispersed in the
South Loop,
Printers Row area. But is your school making a difference in the world? I mean, I hope so. Would you agree that it is somewhat invisible?
Yeah, that's one of my challenges is now I would call myself the relatively new president. I don't take the expression one of Chicago's best kept secrets as a positive at all. I think it's actually a shame on us. And so a lot of my work is trying to figure out how are we going to get the word out in a positive way. And I think one of the important messages about Columbia is exploring the value to the city. Whether it's a question of graduating young creative people who are populating the industries that are beginning or increasingly characterizing Chicago, but also really at the level of ongoing engagement with the city, across the city, because of our commitment to deep community engagement and making that sort of a characteristic of Columbia.
What is deep community engagement?
Here's what it's not. It's not just an occasional outreach project, or it's not about students getting credit for doing volunteer work. It's really about young people learning to work with community-based partners where the starting point is the idea that everyone has to learn. Everyone has to equally engage. It's not about reaching out with superior knowledge. It's about kind of ongoing, sustained work together that's reciprocal in nature. And if we can accomplish that, if all of our students are in the city somehow working with community and learning about themselves in the process, then I think we become more a part of the fabric of the city.
Would you consider Howard Tillman's creation over there in the Central Loop of Flashpoint Media Arts Academy as a competition?
No, I think it's another piece of a necessary landscape in which students have choices. You know, I think that's probably much more of a specialized training model that Columbia is, and that probably is the right place for some students. But for students who come to Columbia, that probably wouldn't be enough. That's, I think, my best.
More of a holistic approach.
Yeah,
that's
what we're trying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, this studio was a field trip while I was teaching. I brought them in here. They watched. They loved it.
Oh, I'm sure.
So do you have partnerships with media organizations, film institutions?
We do. But again, I think one of my focuses is trying to make sure that we have a much broader range of partnerships. We're actually trying to define what that means, because at the level of our faculty, you know, there's a lot of ongoing work with institutions, with community organizations. It's an interesting question. Does that make it an official Columbia partner? Because the question is, does it last?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to build up, more lasting, ongoing relationships.
I think it's a selling point. Let me hear your thought on this. If I'm going to a school and I see that in my area of specialty, that there are existing partnerships with the kinds of companies that I would one day want to work with.
Absolutely. And that has to go all the way to the level, we hope, of really robust internship partnerships, opportunities for our students. Oh, I think that's a huge selling point for our students.
So that's an area you're going to... Are you proud of what you have now, or is that an area...
We have a lot of opportunities, but they're not well... We don't coordinate them well. So that essentially what happens right now is that there are not enough opportunities available to enough students. And so I'm trying to open it up with a model where, first of all, it's easy for the outside world to call Columbia and say, I need an intern in this area. Boom, it happens. And for a student on the inside to say, I'm looking for work in this direction, we help them find it. There's a little bit, I think we're a little too complicated right now.
Yeah, internships here are, people storm the fortress to get in. And there are some institutions where it's very hard to break in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a wonderful thing, because internships are part of trust. The partner has to trust that the intern coming from your school, your institution, Columbia College, is going to be a worthy addition
to
the team, because this is a high demanding business, high reward business, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of pressure here, and not just ours, but in so many different fields.
Sure.
Why don't you tick off some of the degrees offered by your school to give us a sense of the breadth of skills?
Well, we teach all of the performing arts and the fine arts, so art, design, music, dance, theater, cinema, media arts, game design, journalism, creative writing, fashion design and business. We have the largest program of the business and management of the arts in the United States. So it's really much, that's why also the idea of being an art school is too narrow, because really it would probably be better to say something like arts, media, communications plus, because we also have a program in education, a program in American Sign Language. It's kind of really a broad range.
Are you going to change the branding, the marketing tagline, for example?
We have some, the challenge I think from a marketing perspective is that I don't think we've done a thorough top to bottom exploration and examination of who we say we are. So when I meet people right now in the city, I'm getting a broad range of definitions of Columbia, some of which are very old. And that's one of the pieces of work that we're doing. Because we've got to tighten up. It's not clear to people.
You're going to like the 773 area code texter here. She says, I don't know if it's a she, this person says, my niece graduated last year from Columbia. She was an intern at CBS and is now a reporter in Idaho. And so happy. Thank you.
That's a great story. Thank you.
Maybe more will be coming.
Yes,
we'll
I hope
share that
so.
With you. More conversation coming up with Dr. Kwangwoo Kim. He is the president of Columbia College, trying to put it on the map here, not just in our community, but on a national stage as well. Here on the Bill Mahler Show on 720 WGN Chicago.
Well, the good Saint Nick will soon be here with a great big bag of toys. With a candy cane and a present, too, for all the girls.
Welcome back to the Bill Mahler Show, here till 3 o'clock today. Full show, so delighted. We'll be a little short again next week. We've got a Northwestern basketball game kicking us out of the air at about 1:45. But today we have in the 2 o'clock hour how to write and create a reality TV show. Dr. Kim, do they teach that at Columbia College of Chicago?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we do have classes, and that would make sense for us, right? Because that's a huge part of the entertainment industry right now.
Crazy part.
It is crazy. I think so, but you know, I'm not the one making the decision. So,
you're the president of Columbia College, and as I said, we used WGN as a field trip when I taught there.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it, by the way, teaching there. My life is just too busy now. I'm just doing too many things. I actually have four jobs that I do. This is just one of them.
Uh-huh.
But I really liked how you took along somebody who did not know how to, for example, write a syllabus, how to put together a class plan,
mm-hmm.
and you had free kind of courses in how to do that. So it's not just teachers thrown in, say, here's the book we're using, go teach. You really have a lot of guidance there and training, and I thought that was terrific.
So.
I'm not sure every school does that when you're an adjunct.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we really believe that having this large population of adjunct faculty is one of our strongest points, and so we want to support them as much as we can. The idea of learning from professionals really is one of the sort of messaging pieces that doesn't change. It sort of remains at the core of how we define ourselves.
And it's one of the main attractions
Absolutely.
For families and students that want to go there. Now, you taught at Arizona State, is that right?
I was a dean at Arizona State before I came here.
Why did you come here?
You know, the idea of being in a large institution where, from top to bottom, everyone shared the common belief that creative practice, as we talk about it, broadly defined, was actually inherently valuable, was really kind of compelling to me. But also, more than two things, perhaps most important. One, the mission statement. We say that we educate young people to author the culture of their time, which for me was, I had to think about that a long time. I thought that was really kind of an unusually interesting mission statement. And then meeting the students. As soon as I met the students, I thought, you know, this place really, these are young people who may not have had huge amounts of opportunity prior to coming here, and they deserve the best. So I felt very compelled by the institution and what it stands for.
How about the city?
I love Chicago. I grew up here. So I was born in Chicago. I actually didn't think I'd move back to Chicago. It just didn't occur to me.
Arizona, this time of year.
Well, I've lived all over the place. So, I mean, Baltimore, El Paso, Cambridge. I've just been kind of bouncing ball around the country. So it's really been fun to come back to Chicago.
So what is the imprint going to be from you? What is Columbia College of Chicago going to look like in 5 years?
I want us to be known as an institution that has a very distinctive definition of the value of our education to our students. And I want us 5 years from now to be able to prove it, that it's true. I want us to be much more involved across the city. I don't even know exactly what that means, but it just seems like, you know, we have the name of the city in the name of our institution, and I think we should really be seen eventually as indispensable for Chicago, and that's what we're trying to define right now.
So you're going
to
put it, you will, as I said earlier, put it more on the map. We will.
Yeah, you know, we already have a huge movement of in terms of incoming students. The last two incoming freshman classes were both over 50% out of state. So we've already established more of a national reputation, but I want us to really be understood in Chicago. To me, that's really, without that, it doesn't matter to me as much how much we're known outside of the city. Yeah.
Why should we care, those of us who live in Chicago, why should we care about a Columbia College being here?
The 21st century, you know, one of the skills that I think is really becoming not a nice to have, but a must have, is this whole idea of creative thought, creative practice, young people who have the ability to think at the world, look at the world and think about solutions in different ways. And without that, you know, we're doomed to just repeating ourselves over and over again. And I think we'd all agree that that's not a very exciting prospect. So a school that's focused on creative young people and really nurturing their development, I think, is critically important for Chicago.
Particularly if they're going to jobs here in Chicago.
That's right.
To the vast majority?
Yes. Yes, actually, the biggest part of our alumni base is here, followed by a very successful group of alums in Los Angeles in the film and media industry out there.
Well, congratulations. How long have you been in the position?
I started July 1, 2013, so it's just about a year and a half now.
All right, so we're starting now to see the imprint of your presence.
Maybe, hopefully.
Taking root. Good to have you aboard. That's Dr. Kwang-Woo Kim. He is the president of Columbia College Chicago, and we now call it that because
That's right.
There is a certain other Columbia
University
in another part of the country that
Absolutely.
A lot of people missed. In fact, my own son, when I was saying that his cousin just got a accepted into Barnard, which mm-hmm. is affiliated with Columbia University in New York. He says, didn't you teach there? Not quite. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Bill.